Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi guys, and welcome back to the Tone and Sculpt podcast. It's your girl Chrissy Chella, and on today's podcast, it's going to be probably my most favorite guest. No offense to anyone else, but she is my favorite guest. She has been my ride or die for 8 years. Well, 7 to 8 years. She is literally the person who has been there for me every step of the way. She pisses me off all the time, but I wouldn't have it any other way. It's my best friend, Miss Holly Louise Warden.
Hey guys.
Ooh, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you, V?
I'm excited to be here. I've been waiting for this day, so let's get going.
I was like, Holly, it's time for us to do a podcast. She's like, oh my God, I've been waiting for this for the rest of my life. Oh my God, I can't wait. But yeah, so Holly and I have been friends for such a long time, and I thought, you know, when I'm around her, I don't know if you guys are like this, when you're around your best friend, you're just like the person that you're supposed to be. And like, no matter where we are, which situation we're in, we make a bad situation into a good
one. A bad situation good.
And we always crack up and have a ball. And yes, I tend to always pee my pants when I'm around her. And I'm not talking a bit of drizzle. I'm talking like the whole shebang. I just can't help it. And Jack gets really offended because he's like, I don't make you laugh that much. And I'm like, listen.
It's because I'm special, guys. We have that special connection.
So, little bit of a background story. So when I first met Holly, we were kind of like both going through a breakup, which was really weird. But before that, we kind of just would see each other on the streets, and we'd always be like quite friendly with each other. And we were never really close to begin with.
We would also see each other around school.
Yeah.
Chrissy was in, no, you wasn't in my sixth form, but she would come to my school.
Yeah, I would come to do RE and philosophy and all of that in your school, and then my school would be different,
and I'd be wandering around in my uniform.
She had like no friends. It's the truth. I had like no friends. No one even liked me at school.
Neither of us had friends, guys. But it's quite sad, but
it is,
yeah.
What it is. But anyway, so then we would kind of like talk, but then not talk, not intentionally. We would just dibber dabber out of conversation. And then it wasn't until Holly was going through a really difficult heartbreak that we got a bit close. And it was so weird. I remember you'd come to my work and you'd just sit there and we would just talk about what was going on, and I would talk about what's going on. And then I found out who her then past man was cheating on with, and I rang the guy and I was like, listen, who do you think you are cheating on my friend?
She had my back like a best friend should.
Even
though,
like,
we wasn't,
yeah,
best friends yet. I wouldn't say we were best friends. We were just getting close then.
We were just getting to know. It was honeymoon stage.
Honeymoon.
Now it's like that time where you would just want to get a divorce.
When you've been married for 10 years and you're sick of each other, but you know, you just kind of have to stay with each other.
I'm joking. You're so mean, little bitch. Anyway, so then actually what was really funny, at the time, that's when I started my fitness journey, and I was kind of going to the gym, and Holly was like, oh, I want to come to the gym. So I was like, come on then, let's go. And then she got hooked. You got hooked like quick.
Yeah, definitely.
And you were just coming to the gym with me or without me. And just tell us a bit about your fitness journey there, Holes.
So when I did first start the gym, it was with Chrissy. And like, I feel like it was one of those places you just kind of escape to, because like, you know, if you're going through something, you'd go there, take your mind off it for an hour. And then as time goes on, you kind of get a little bit like, I like this. Mm. Like, and then you start seeing results. And I remember me and Chrissy would train near enough every day because we lived close to each other. And it would just be something we would do to take our mind off the day.
Yeah.
And we'd go there and then we'd start lifting heavier and we'd start seeing more results. And then we'd just, it just kind of become a habit. And we did this for how long? How many years would you say?
Well, at this point, I was also, I lived with Holly and her family for about 6 to 7 months because I just couldn't afford rent and my family had moved away. And I was living at that point with my cousin, but let's not get into that story, you know. She was a bit tight on her food and shit. I would grab some eggs and she'd count the eggs I'd eat. I was like, listen.
Yeah, so she come to, you know, live with me.
Your mum took me in. I remember your mum opened the door and she was like, oh.
My dad, when Chrissy turned up with all her stuff, he was like, what's this? What's going on? Is she here to stay? And then, yeah, we were like, seven months down the line, she's still here. But no, it was a good time in our life. And I think that's when we really got close and we really started to understand each other. And that's obviously when your fitness journey, like I was there at the start of Chrissy's fitness journey and like I would record her in the gym and you know, it was all fun at the start because I remember when she had like 3,000 followers and she was like, do you know what, just record me, and I was like, okay. And then we was trying to get the angles, you know, all the good shots, and it was just fun. And then obviously as time went on and she started to grow, because back then, I think I had, 40,000?
Back then, Holly was our influence of the year.
It was so funny. Like, looking back on it now, obviously,
it's
like...
It's not funny. It's still an achievement.
No, because it's, like, it's just crazy. Because I kind of... I never really pursued social media like that. Because back then, that was a few years ago, it was never really, like...
A thing.
Mm-hmm. So it was, like, you know, I had that amount of followers. And then, obviously... Watching Chrissy grow and watching, like, just the support she achieved from what we was just doing in the gym, like, the random videos, it's so crazy, like, to see from the start to, like, now, it's just mind-blowing. Being with someone every step of the way and seeing them grow to what it is now is just unbelievable. And also, like, being a part of it as well. Like,
you'll always be a part of it.
Obviously. No, but like...
She wants those first class tickets, everyone.
But it's just crazy, like, from... starting the gym to where it is now, from, you know, becoming a little bit obsessed with the gains and, you know, seeing the leg gains and the booty gains to what it can achieve is just amazing. So,
Hollywood, honestly, like, at the beginning, I was kind of like more the gym bunny, and I would be like, come on, Holly, you can lift so much more. And she was like, okay. And then literally within a week, she would surpass me with everything.
I was lifting heavier.
She, honestly, because the girl has, you grow your legs quicker than your upper body for sure. And I'm vice versa. I think I grow my upper body more than my lower body.
But I think what factors into that is the fact that my ex-boyfriend, he was a personal trainer and I used to work out with him. Like, so I had that as well, like the experience from him and learning things from him. And then...
He was good for something.
Yeah, he was all right, I suppose. But... So, yeah, obviously, having someone who is your partner and is, like, kind of obsessed with the gym as well, you naturally fall into that.
Yeah.
So...
You adapt with it.
Yeah, definitely.
So, but then you stopped.
I stopped, like, maybe 2 years ago. About nearly 2 years ago.
Yeah, so you went from training 5 times a week, maybe sometimes 6.
Sometimes we'd even go 7 times, you know, we would. Yeah. We was a little bit crazy.
A little bit obsessed because all your boys were there. And I'm trying, and there was like, no boys. But Jack, and then when I saw Jack, I was like, oh!
When she saw Jack, oh my God, that's a whole other story.
No, let's not get into that, right? All right? It's exposed me. I was like, literally, he was my prey. You don't understand. This gym was like, there was no men. And then as soon as I saw a decent one, I was like, woo!
And it's so funny because he went to my school. He was in my brother's year. And I knew who he was. And so when she saw him, I was like, really? Like,
you turned around and you went, I don't like his teeth. Holly was like,
okay, but guys, listen, I have a thing about teeth. It's very bad, and I will admit it. But now his teeth look, his teeth are nice.
Yeah, but like, that's just what you go for. Like, I really, really like someone that's taller than me.
Yeah,
that's your type on paper.
That's my type on paper. I like a guy with good teeth, and he's got to have some nice shoes.
Sparkly ones. Joking.
But yeah, so Holly was so funny. But anyway, going back, we're sidetracking.
Yeah.
So then obviously you went from training 5, 6, 7 times a week to then not really training that much, and obviously you'd met someone else, which is completely fine, like so did I.
Yeah.
So tell us a bit about why you didn't train as much. What happened then?
I think as your life changes and adapts, like, you adapt to that and you kind of find new ways to kind of get your fitness in. Like, I would prefer walking the dog, mm-hmm. like a few times a day or for half an hour a day doing my cardio than going to the gym and lifting weights. And that's just life. Like, life changes, mm-hmm. and things happen, and that's okay. Like, I eat relatively healthy. I mean, I don't work out hardly as much as I used to. If I look back on my body, in fact, if I look back on my body, it's changed so much. Mm-hmm. Like, I used to, at one point in my life, I'd have these big toned legs and I would be quite, you know, toned. And then I went through a phase where I was in modeling and I was, you know, in a different phase of my life where I was so tiny. And now I'm kind of like, I don't work out as much, but, you know, I do walk the dog. I do that. I eat healthy. So it's just...
Are you confident in your body?
Yeah. And it's crazy because, not that I think the gym makes you look at your body more, but in a sense it does. Because if you go to the gym, you're looking to see what you've achieved. Mm-hmm. And if you don't go to the gym, it's not that you're not looking at what you've achieved, like, you haven't achieved.
You just want your body to move.
Yeah, like, if, like,
it's not about aesthetics, yeah. It's about what, how it makes you feel.
Exactly. And I think that not going to the gym has not improved my confidence, because I don't think that I've ever been, like, you know, not body confident.
Yeah.
But there obviously is things I would change, like everyone. I would change certain things, and I would maybe like to start going to the gym more, because when I do have my odd days where I go with you, I do enjoy it. Like, I still get that buzz sometimes, but I just think that you do have to want to go to the gym. Like, don't do it because
you're forcing yourself to. Yeah.
Because you've seen a body on Instagram and you're like, do you know what? I'm going to get myself in the gym. I'm going to try and get that ass.
Yeah.
Don't do it for that. Mm. You have to do it for yourself, because honestly, stopping the gym wasn't so much of a big change for me, because it, like, well, it was, but it didn't change the way I looked at myself.
Yeah.
So
I didn't feel like bad because you stopped. I guess, you know, it's funny you say this, because obviously, like, you've seen my journey from the start and you've seen how my body's evolved as well.
Mm-hmm.
So from the start when I used to lift X amount to now how I lift or how my body looks. And at the beginning, when you first join the gym, I feel like this is especially what happened to me. I just kind of joined it to dive in and to be distracted and to have something, like, there as my hobby. And then as my body started changing, what happened was I started lifting for aesthetics, and especially because social media then was all about big asses. So I was like, oh my God, I need to grow my ass. This is what people want to see. And it was like, that's not what I want to do. I really don't want to be hip thrusting 4 times a week. That's fucking draining. Yeah. I don't want to do that. And now I found that, I mean, yesterday, prime example, me and Jack flew back home from a meeting we had, and then we went to the gym, and I was like, I don't even want to train. I just want to go on a walk. And we went for an hour's walk, and it was so much more enjoyable than me lifting heavy. So
that's exactly it. Like, I just think if you do enjoy walking your dog more than you do, you know, being in the gym on the treadmill, do it.
Yeah.
Like, do it for yourself. You literally have to do this for you.
Do this for you.
But this, like, it's just so true, because the way you see your body and the way you see yourself and the confidence you have in yourself, you really can't base it on somebody else. Mm-hmm. You really can't, because everybody is different. Like, there's been times when, yeah, I have wanted a big ass, or I have wanted this and I have wanted that, and I'm happy with myself right now.
Yeah.
Like,
you are, and like, I can actually vouch for that. She never looks at herself in the mirror and she's like, ugh, I wish my waist was tinier. Or you don't do that. If anything, you criticize your face more, and I don't understand, because she's breathtaking. But,
oh, stop it.
It's all right. I love you. But, like, you never really critique your body, which is really nice, because I think I critique my body more than you do.
Guys, she does. And I just have to say to her, look, just shut up, please, because you work so hard and she shouldn't be saying some of the stuff she does, but it's natural.
It is because, also social media.
Yeah,
fashion.
And it is social media and the world that we live in now, because if you think about it, back when we used to live together at Mum's, and, you know, you didn't have the body you have now.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot different, but you would be like me now. You would never look at yourself and be like, you know. But then as times have changed and you are working on, you know, the body that you want, you are naturally going to pick at things.
Yeah, of course.
And you are naturally like, do you know what? Like, I've trained so hard this week and, you know, I feel a bit, why? Yeah. And it's going to make you feel down. But that's just natural. And people are going to have those days. And you have to understand that that's okay. And just because I say, oh, you know, I'm happy with myself, I do have days where I'm like, do you know what? Like,
you feel bloated. I feel you're a sluggish. Bit,
oh,
yeah.
Like, when it's the time of the month and you're just like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know. But then again, you have to, you know, bring yourself back to reality. Take some time with social media. Stop looking at the girls that, you know, have just done a hit session and you're sitting there in your pajamas eating chocolate while you're on your time with your mum.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're like, oh, God, I should really be getting up and doing it.
No, you shouldn't. Yeah,
you really, really shouldn't. You should just embrace where you are right now. If you do want to make a change, then do it for yourself.
Yeah.
Do this for you.
It's true. And, you know, it's so funny you've just said that, because, like, a light bulb just switched in my head, right? And you were saying, like, before I didn't really pick up my body, and then the more I trained, I did. Mm. It's not sustainable.
Yeah.
So that's why I always say to every single person I speak to now, whereas before I used to be like, you know, don't be on your phone at the gym, train. Now it's like my philosophy has changed in the aspect that your body needs to move.
Yeah.
Right? You shouldn't force your body to do something. Your body should just move.
Yeah.
Whether that's you walking, whether that's you soul cycling, whether it's you walking your dog up a hike, whatever. Your body just wants, unless you're having sex, I'm fucking like, like, just move your body, girl. Like,
okay,
it just wants
prime
to
example.
Move.
Prime example. So I'm not really a runner, you know.
Yeah.
Back in school, yeah. I was, you know, I'd love to sprint. I'd love to do that. Like, you know, there's the hit. There's the sprints on the treadmill and then there's the long runners.
Yeah. Hits and then lifts. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I tried to go for a run with my dog. And I tried to keep it up for like maybe a week. And I was doing well and I was enjoying it. But you know when you just wake up and you're like, you know what, I can't be bothered to run today. Mm. And then you wake up the next day and you're like, I really still can't be bothered to run. Like, running isn't for me. I really did force running.
You didn't enjoy it.
I didn't enjoy it. And I was doing it because I don't know why I was doing it.
You wanted to create a habit.
It was just one of those things where you just have to, you know, take yourself out of it, because I was like, why am I running? I don't enjoy this. Yeah. When I was running, I'm like, I'm literally... Like
every second you're dreading it.
I'm just waiting until I get back home.
Yeah.
That's one of the things if you don't enjoy exercise, some people don't.
Yeah.
Some people enjoy just eating healthy. Some people enjoy exercise. Some people don't enjoy none.
But that's like, well, what do you want me to do, innit? Like, if that's you, that's you.
If that's what you enjoy, that's what you enjoy. But just don't force it. Because when I was running, yeah, I got a little kick out of, you know, being able to run a little bit further each time. But it wasn't something I enjoyed, because otherwise I'd still
be doing
it.
But you enjoy HIIT.
Yeah, I'm
you enjoy like sprints rather than running, because I always see you do sprints if you are going
to
train.
Yeah, that's true. Like, you have to just adapt your routine and your fitness routine to you. Like, it's all fair and well. If I see you, I don't know, doing something in the gym and I try it out and I'm like, oh God, I don't enjoy it, but I'm going to do it because I think I'm going to end up looking like you. That's not the case. Like, just because if someone does running for their whole life and they've got this amazing figure, if you do running for your whole entire life as well, you might have a completely different figure, because you have a completely different body structure.
And DNA, genes, everything.
Everything you have to factor in everything, so.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.
It's true. And another thing is I'm reading this book right now and it's like all about habits, right? And it's actually a really interesting book. It's the first book I've actually stuck to in a very long time. I'm already like halfway through. I'm so proud. So it's all about habit creation, right? And it's talking about how people, obviously at the beginning it's really challenging. You get anxious, you get, your brain starts working harder because you don't want to maybe do something, but you maybe know that this habit is a good habit to incorporate into your life. Mm-hmm. So when you brush your teeth, right, you put your toothpaste on your toothbrush, you put it in your mouth. That's a natural habit.
No. You wet the toothbrush first.
Oh, for fuck's sake. You wet the toothbrush first. You put toothpaste in the toothbrush, you put it in your fucking mouth, your mouth.
Some people have weird ways of brushing their teeth, I'll tell you
that's
that.
That's the normal way. We'll go with that. But that's a normal habit that you've incorporated in your life and it doesn't require you to use a lot of your mind.
Yep.
So with fitness, it is a challenge. Like, you have to understand that when I first started, I didn't know what I was doing. I had to develop
really
these.
Didn't.
No, I didn't. Oh my God, it was embarrassing, but it is what it is. But I would have to incorporate these habits into my routine. So now when I set up a squat rack, it's instant. I know what to do. But it's also taken me 5 years of practice.
Mm-hmm.
When I first started the gym, oh my God, the bar was too high. I would tiptoe to get it off my back. I didn't even realize that you would have to put the bar thingies down. Even when I put the weights on, I didn't know what weights I needed. This is all habits.
Yeah.
So now it's a habit for me to go into the gym, put on the certain weights, put on the squat rack at the right height, blah, blah, blah. It takes time. You cannot expect yourself to know absolutely everything right from the beginning. What room do you have to develop and grow and progress?
Yeah.
I'm learning new things every single day. I read something new every single day on fitness and I'm still shocked.
Yeah.
That's 5 years in. So I wonder how much I'll know in like 10 to 15 years time. So really what I'm really trying to say is give yourself time and find what you enjoy, because it's not going to be easy. And you've heard this before, you are going to have such shit times. I promise you that. I'm not going to sugarcoat it for you. You're going to go to the gym. It's going to be ups and downs. There might be months where you are like, oh, I've lost the motivation. That is fine, but you need to stay consistent. And you need to understand that if today I didn't go to the gym, that's fine. I'm going to go for a walk.
Mm-hmm.
If today I didn't manage to squat 100 kg, that's fine. I'm going to try and squat 50 instead. It's all about what you do. You don't always have to find, you don't always have to do the best all the time. It's just not sustainable.
Yeah. I remember when I would go to work, I'd do a full day's work in London. I'd get the train into London, do a full day's work in London, come back and go to the gym. That's when I was dedicated to the gym. Like, yeah. If I think
that was a habit
now,
holes. Like, you'd go to work and then instantly you would created that habit to go straight to the gym.
I'd be thinking about the gym that day. And I'm just thinking now, God, I couldn't think of anything worse.
Oh my God. I thought he was about to say, actually, I'm a bit motivated now.
I couldn't think. Some days I feel like, maybe I do feel like getting up and doing something.
But you move.
I move a lot. I walk everywhere.
Yeah.
I am a walker. I walk everywhere. I remember looking at, finding that little app on my iPhone.
The Tony Scott one, yeah?
The one that
Tracks your walking.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I kind of enjoy this. Mm. But I feel like I could potentially get hooked on it. So I could potentially be like, oh, I've done this many steps yesterday. I'm going to try to do this many.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes...
That's gamification right there.
Sometimes it can get a little bit deadly. Like, yeah. You can be like, oh, I'm going to just do this much more and this much more and this much more. And that's when it becomes, you know, not very good. Not very good obsessive. For you. And yeah, obsessive. And that's when it's like you have to kind of rethink things. But right now I walk everywhere. I think that's why I am so slim.
Yeah.
I don't eat bad. I do have days where obviously, you know, me and you sit on a sofa.
I don't know what she's talking about.
We sit on a sofa, have a little pizza.
Whilst we watch Love Island.
I'm obsessed.
Oh. I love Maura.
I'm just a bit.
What do you think you are? Who do you think you are?
She's a girl's girl. I don't care what anyone says.
I love her.
She's a girl's girl.
Anyway,
off topic. I could talk about Love Island for hours. I'm just a bit... My heart's a bit all over the place with Love Island right now, so we won't go there.
All right.
You know, I had a little bit of emotional cry the other day.
It's just because Amy left.
I know, but it was so sad.
Yeah, it was sad.
It really was. It broke my heart because I felt like she was really genuine. Like
she was genuine. But who can say she's not genuine?
Because I doubted her genuineness.
Everyone doubted Amy at the start because she was a bit full on.
I know, bless her.
But now she's like, I just feel like to have made that step, that's a big step to leave a reality TV show.
I know.
But then again, if that was me and I truly loved someone, I could not watch them crack on with someone else.
No, I'd be in there. I'd be like, what are you doing, mate? Listen, I'm the one for you. You can't crack on with someone else.
And it's all right.
It's all right. I'll let you off. But I'm the one for you. So
anyways,
moving back to fitness.
But basically, the true reason I actually wanted Holly onto this podcast was because I haven't had anyone on the podcast yet who started lifting a lot for a very long time and then stopped it. I haven't had anyone on my podcast, and I don't really know many people who go to the gym and then stop it, which is actually very inspiring because she hasn't just stuck to what she thinks that she should be doing. Yeah. She's instead doing what she wants to be doing and what she enjoys and what her body likes to do. Lifting isn't for everyone. That is exactly why I always say, if you want to go Zumba, if you want to do yoga, Pilates, hot yoga, if you want to do home workouts as opposed to gym workouts, you have to find what fits you. And for me, resistance training, I absolutely love it. I love deadlifting. I love squatting. I love shoulder days, it's my passion. But I've also really started to enjoy walking.
Yeah.
I used to hate, you don't understand, like when someone used to say let's do cardio, I used to be like, ugh, nah, I'm gone, goodbye, thank you very much for coming, goodbye. But now I absolutely love listening to a podcast, half an hour walking. By the time the podcast is finished, that's my session done. I've burned a good amount of calories, I feel good, sweaty, I feel achieved. So you genuinely have to find what fits you, and that's exactly what you've done.
It's funny because you say, like, you know, I'm doing what I enjoy. And back then when I did lift heavy and I did enjoy it, but I think as my life changed and, you know, you encounter different people,
yeah.
My mindset, I can't lie, my mindset did change because I went through a time when I was very skinny. And that was after I was lifting heavy with you in the gym. And then I got into the whole modeling world, and I was, you know, I wasn't in a very good place. I wasn't in a very good relationship, I'd say. And yeah, I was very skinny, and I look back now and I remember then I would think I was fat.
Yeah, I remember you used to tell. Yeah, that's the only time you would critique your body, yeah, when you was in the modeling industry.
And it's so crazy to look back. I don't model now, and I'm not saying like I was like, you know.
I think it was toxic for you. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, it wasn't like I was told to lose weight or to do this, but you kind of put the pressure on yourself
to get more
and
jobs
to try and, you know, you're going into a casting and you're a little bit bigger than another girl, and you're kind of thinking, yeah, I'm not going to get this. Like,
yeah.
I'm not what a normal model, what is a normal model, like, should look like. And this was about three years ago, I'd say, I was in this kind of place. And it's not that the modeling industry told me I was fat, it was other people. And I was very skinny, and I remember, I look back now thinking, I told myself I was fat. If I told myself I was fat then and I saw myself now, not that I'm much bigger, but it's just so crazy how different parts of your life change, and you see yourself in a different way when you're around different people. And that's why it's so important to surround yourself with the right people, because if I was still in that situation that I was in back then now, I mean, God knows.
Yeah, but you wasn't happy as well.
I wasn't happy.
Physically or mentally.
Yeah, and I would criticize myself every day, and I would just compare myself. The comparing was unbelievable. Yeah. And that's another thing that social media didn't help with, because obviously even now there's girls who are trying to get into the modeling industry and seeing these size zero models who literally have no fat on their body. Mm. And they aspire to be like that, and it's so unhealthy. It honestly is. And you can't think like that. That's why it's important to have someone around you to tell you, do you know what, even if you do want to aspire to be a model, do it how you look.
Mm.
Do it how you are, should naturally be, and healthy. Like, mm-hmm. if you want to be a model, go into that modeling agency fit and healthy. Mm. Don't go into it undernourished and skinny, and then, you know, they sign you and you think, oh, do you know what, I'm beautiful because I've been signed to be a model.
Because someone's told me,
you know, you're going to get I'm this good job. Enough. Yeah, and that's not how it should be. If they tell you they don't want you because you're a bit too fat, or, you know, you're not pretty enough, then... sorry, but fuck them.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, seriously, like, you really, really do have to work on self-love. Like,
yeah, it's a process. And I'm so sick and tired of everyone saying you should always have self-love. Like, that shit is hard.
Ooh.
Like, and I was like, oh,
I was like, oh,
you've seen that? Have you seen that? And I was like, oh. I love her, but. Like, seriously, it takes time. How can really you does. Tell someone who literally batters themselves with negativity, criticizes themselves, also, to love yourself? Because I'm telling you,
you also never know what someone's going through. And I preach this to the heavens, honest to God. Like, you really don't. And I've seen Chrissy go through hell and back. I'm in a hard situation right now. Yeah. And if someone was to come up to me, yeah, they might think I'm happy and I've got a good life and I've got good things going on.
Mm.
But really deep down, if you know me and you know me, like, you honestly don't know what people are going through. And that's why you always have to be kind. Like, you really always have to be kind to people, because you saying hello or you asking someone if they're okay that one day could really, really help them.
Oh my God, I can't agree more.
And it's like, it's one of those things where that applies to fitness, because someone could really be, you know, looking amazing and have this incredible body.
Mm.
And
you could say one critical thing about them. One
critical thing, and they're going to go back and think, I'm not eating tonight.
Yeah,
because you know what, I feel a bit fat
because someone told me I'd gained a bit of weight.
It's like comments on social media. Why are you commenting such nasty things on someone's social media who you can see they work hard? When people comment on your pictures, nasty stuff, it infuriates me, honest to God. It really does.
Holly starts replying to people like when that girl said, I don't train chest because look at yours, it's all separated and manly. I was like, bitch,
I was like, listen, she's perfect the way she is, and if you don't want to train chest, that's fair enough. You don't have to train chest. No one's forcing you to. But why put your opinion and your nasty opinion at that onto you?
Yeah.
Because it's not nice. And
no.
Like I said,
I hate my tits as it is. Thank you very much.
She doesn't know how you feel. She doesn't know what you're going through. Mm. So you saying that could potentially, you know,
trigger me to go get plastic surgery because one comment made me feel. It's fucking crazy, man. And I don't think people realise. It really aggravates me as well, because I've honestly learnt to get such a thick skin. I used to be really worse, and comments used to really get to me. Now when I read a comment, I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to be nasty because you're nasty to me. I'm actually going to be a bit sarcastic because, well,
why not?
It's better. But also another thing is, how do you not know? I've also mentioned on my social media that I don't preferably like the way my boobs look, and I don't like the fact that they sag, and I don't like the fact that they droop, and it is one of my insecurities. And for someone to say that to me, how do they not know that it would have tipped me off to really go book in a consultation to get a breast augmentation? And that's absolutely fine if you have that, so I'm not saying not to get it. I'm saying one comment can make you go into surgery.
Because it's crazy, because some days I know you have days where you accept your boobs.
Yeah, yeah.
And you love yourself. And then if you do see a comment like that, you're kind of a bit like,
yeah,
and
you'll
message
right.
me like, oh, like, you know, I just feel a bit shit. And that just makes me so sad, because obviously, like I said, and like you said, there's nothing wrong. If you want a boob job, do it.
Yeah.
If that's for you and that's what's going to make you happy, you'll go wake up and think, I feel good about myself, then do it. But you should never be pressured into doing something just because somebody's told you, you know, oh, I don't like your boobs, or I don't like, you know, your ass, or
yeah,
I
like,
don't
like... Okay, thank you.
Like, thanks for letting me know, but this is me. This is who I am. This is what I look like. Yeah. I can't change that, and I'm not going to change that for you. If I'm going to change that, I'm going to change it for me. But I don't know. I just think it's just a... It's a
negative circle.
Yes, that's the word I'm looking for.
I got you. But yeah, so today's podcast has been a little bit all over the place. But I don't care. Like, this is how me and Holly talk. And I'm sure that when you have conversations with your bestie or hearts to heart with your bestie, they'll over gaff and you get passionate and you get into the conversation. And, you know, this podcast has always been a podcast where you just can come and escape. And for us to tell you that it's fine to be who you are.
I wanted to add one more thing. Like,
I love Chrissy and she's the best. Yeah, I get it. Okay.
Yeah, like, working with Chrissy and, like, seeing how far she's come, and obviously, you know, the Toner Sculpt app and all the amazing women that are part of it. And not only that, the ambassadors. I work hand in hand with the ambassadors. Like, these girls are incredible girls. Like, they literally make me so happy. They do not understand. But... like, just hearing some of their stories, like, when you sit down with them and they open up to you, because, you know, they are, like, they're just family. Like, when sit and talk to them, it's so crazy. Like, you just, I feel like I've known them for years.
Yeah.
And even the girls we met in LA, like, it was so crazy because we met them for the first time and it was like, wow, like, I love you. Like, you are amazing people. And to hear their journeys and to hear their stories and their fitness journeys, and not just their fitness journeys, but, you know, their life journeys, because they open up to us. And it was just so incredible to hear so many different stories and, you know, the journeys other people have been through. Like, it's just, it just makes me so happy. Like, the whole
community, vibe, community, everything, and unity.
Yeah, it's just... It's just amazing. Like, I just wanted to quickly add that in there because, you know, I wanted to just let people know. But I don't know. I just think that it's such an incredible community. And the fact that there's so many women out there that are supporting each other through Tone and Sculpt. And, you know, just spreading love, spreading positivity.
And it's actually, it's like crazy. Yeah,
and that's what we need. And especially, like I said, the ambassadors, like, they just kind of... You know, when I do have bad days, or like, and you speak to them and they're having a bad day too, and you kind of just uplift each other. And it's like, do you know what? It's so nice to have that. It's so nice. That's...
Surround yourself with positivity. That's all I'm going to say.
Definitely.
So you have to surround yourself with positivity, no matter where you are in your life, what you want to achieve. If you constantly have someone telling you no, unless you have that amazing willpower to put yourself back up. But listen, it's who you surround yourself around is how your life will reflect. Exactly. It's as simple as that. But so that is today's podcast. Let me know what you thought in the comments below. Like I mentioned, it is all over the place, but I really enjoyed it because it is very personable, and that's exactly what I wanted this podcast to be, and for you to connect with absolutely every single word that we say. So that is it, guys. Thank you so much, Holly, for coming.
Oh, you're welcome.
Don't miss these. Okay, guys. I love you always and forever. Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news.
Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.